see that as a blessing. And I'm not saying this as a joke, because climate change leads to more storms in Norway, more rain in my country. We have more hydroelectric power, and that's the positive side of it. We have more water, and that means that we have to spend billions of dollars on new sewage systems to avoid people having sewage in their cellars, and you know that's a very uncomfortable thing. But it also leads to higher payments by all the insurance companies. So it also has a negative side for the private sector. The climate change leads to more landslides and possible deaths of people and destruction of houses and homes. So the lack of sustainable development in the world today is also harming us in our cities of Bergen, in our country of Norway. So it's an honor for me to be here in Gaborone today on the invitation of President Ian Khama and address this summit for sustainability in Africa, because it's important to the world. The meeting comes very timely in order to prepare a strong African voice in Rio. That voice is important. A strong declaration from this meeting, together with a strong voice from the rest of Africa and the African organizations, in particular the African Union, will let you be here loud in Rio. And I'm also glad that this meeting is set up to facilitate dialogue between the private and public sectors, because the private sector plays a dominant and indispensable role in managing the natural capital and sustainable development. If the private sector fails in doing so, we will all fail. That's why we need to work together to increase investment that can contribute to sustainable development and poverty alleviation. And in the long-term perspective, we know that the public sector and private sector as a whole have a common interest in sustaining the basis for development, among them the natural capital. Unfortunately, the short-term profits all too often points in the opposite directions, and we have to bridge these opposites, because we've seen too many examples of short-term profit leading to destruction of the nature also on this continent. On my way to this meeting, I had the opportunity to visit two other African countries, Niger and Liberia. Also in these countries, rain is crucial to development. In Niger, there was famine, there was drought, refugees, there was a recurrent crisis because the climate change leads to the drought coming more and more often to the area. Lack of rain destroys the earth, destroys the livelihood of people. Doing something with that, doing something to stop the climate change and to have a better life for the people, will lead to less people suffering from the effects. This is why we have to do, we have to act for the people and the nature. But hope, we saw that too. Strong government with lots of opportunities, working together with the international communities, helped a lot of people.